The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back in to, this is the David Roddy Show, as you heard, presented by none other than the wonderful Crazy Carl's Pizza. David, my man, great to catch up. This has got to be a weird week for you guys. I mean, it feels like you haven't played basketball for like 8 weeks now.
Yeah, no, it's been a while, not going to lie. this is the most off days I've ever had in my basketball career, so I'm trying to take advantage of them.
What's the week like for you then? Because, you know, from the start of the season to last week even, I mean, it just feels like you guys were constantly on the go. So, I mean, what do you do with yourself in a week like this?
Yeah, really just catch up on schoolwork. We're student-athletes, so, I have a paper to write as well as, a history exam tomorrow. So just trying to study up and be a regular student for a few days. So, that's really much, what I'm doing is just resting and a lot of homework.
Can we ask what's the paper going to be about?
Paper is about homelessness within the United States, actually. So it's a exploratory essay. So I have to explore many, many opinions about a certain topic. So, so it's going to be a few pages long.
Wow.
I think in a week, but I should probably get started on it right now.
And I think so many fans, David, and I'm sure that's going to be an awesome read, man, an awesome work by you just finding the time to be able to do this. But I think fans sometimes forget. Yes, they know you're a student athlete, but, just like you saying it, I got a paper to do. I got a history exam. How hard is that to balance all that out every single day?
Yeah, it's pretty tough. But when you love what you do, you'll sacrifice, whatever you need to continue it. So, we have long road trips and, I'm still playing, Division I basketball and living out my dreams. So I'll just do whatever I need to do to keep doing that. So, just balancing and time management is very important, but, it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you do it well, my friend. Okay. I got to ask you about this. I don't know if you saw this story from our friend Kevin Lytle in the Coloradoan. Put this up. The cheapest tickets on StubHub on Wednesday morning were $100 a pop. At one point, the highest price on StubHub was $5,000 for tickets to go see you guys at Moby Arena on Saturday. Can you believe that, man?
No, I can't. No, this isn't Coach K's final game. This isn't a huge monumental game. But man, 5,000 though—that's crazy.
It's nuts, man. I mean, again, it's such a great environment, though. Wow, my goodness. Was that the best environment you've seen? That was it already a week ago when you guys took on Wyoming. I mean, the student section was off the chain. I know Moby Madness has been crazy all year, but that environment was nuts, man.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. Again, five straight sellouts. In Moby and. That's just a huge testament to the fans and the community for, again, just embracing us and celebrating us. I think, it gets better game by game because, the students are getting even more into it every single game, coming out with posters, fatheads and making more chants and just being more, in tune into the game, which is super awesome. When Moby's rocking, it's really, really hard for anybody to win. So it's definitely a great advantage.
I've always thought that when you can get a fan base to, where you almost get characters, almost different kind of mascots. You look at the Outlaws of Moby, for example. I mean, and they're just freshmen, and they're getting such a great reputation from just being great fans. And I always say, when you can get a couple of fan groups like that, that's when you have a chance to really build a special following. And you guys are there.
Yeah, no, it's been great, and it's kind of naturally formed too. The Outlaws have been, a pillar of the student section, hopefully, again, they have a huge future ahead of them as well as, the basketball program. So, as long as we can, keep that going, it's just going to be even more exciting and even more fun to play a game there.
What did you think about the story? You've no doubt heard about Coach Medved putting up some of his own dollars to make sure that those guys get out to see you guys in Vegas. I mean, I love that story. Everybody's all over it. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, it's just, that's just a testament to who Coach Medved is as a person. He loves, all the supporters and everybody and wants you know, what's best for them as well as, you know, what's best for his team. So, you know, to bring them along to Vegas is a huge thing. You know, again, just have as many people in green and gold there as possible is always a great thing while competing for a championship. So, man, I'm excited to see them, and I hope that they, you know, just enjoy every second of it, you know, and you know, I know they're going to be great, and so I'm just excited for it.
Boy, that tournament is going to be off the chain, man. I'm so excited for the Mountain West tournament. David, let's go back to the Utah State game. I loved this. Kendall Moore was our whole show player of the week last week. That was his first one. What a game by him. I mean, he was kind of a savior there toward the end. 23 points. And I know you talk so highly of all your teammates, but when you go to Kendall Moore, I mean, he's one of those pillars. When the Rams started kind of rolling with everything, Kendall Moore certainly one of those pillars as you guys continued to build. How cool is it for you to see a guy like him have one of those crazy games and a game you really needed?
Man, it was just great. You know, again, Kendall Moore and Adam Thistlewood are the two cornerstones of the program. So, you know, again, for him to, you know, perform the way he did and reach, you know, his 1,000-point milestone and, you know, just hit big shots and, you know, making crazy steals that I didn't even see because I was still running back on defense and just making winning plays. That's just a testament to, you know, his heart and you know, just his competitive drive. You know, he's, you know, I kind of had up and down season scoring-wise and shooting-wise, but, you know, for him to, you know, see two go down and just continue to hit big shots and, you know, get another quad one win, it was just, you know, man, I was just so happy for him.
Well, and again, you guys, it just seems like this happens all the time with you guys. Somebody, when you need to, is going to step up. I mean, whether it's you doing your thing that you've been doing all season, or, of course, Isaiah Stevens, or somebody else that maybe, like you said, up and down in scoring, but when you need some big plays, it just seems like somebody on this roster is going to answer the call.
Yeah, that's what makes this team so special. You know, any guy on this team can drop 20 points a night, so... you know, again, it's just, you know, whose turn is it tonight kind of thing. You know, again, that's a really, you know, intriguing and dangerous part of our team is that, you know, if I'm not, you know, playing the way I'm supposed to, or, you know, any of the main guys are, you know, the bench guys come in. You know, John had a 31-point performance, you know, against Oral Roberts, and then, you know, multiple 20-point performances. Kendall, Adam, you know, DT as well. Like, everybody's had their shine, and so, you know, getting those guys in rhythm and getting those guys confidence going into the postseason is definitely going to help.
It's the David Roddy Show. Fire off those questions. We'll have Getting to Know David in the second segment. Already getting some good stuff. Text in 888-530-0043. David, what's going through your mind? I don't know if you watched the game, but you certainly heard about it when you see St. Mary's beat Gonzaga, a team that you guys beat earlier in the season, pretty easily. I think it was like 75-55 or something like that. What's going through your brain when you see a big upset like that?
It was pretty crazy. We actually found out the news right after we beat Utah State. So, we were all shocked. You know, that night was a real special night. I think seven of the 10 top 10 teams lost. And so, yeah, it was just a crazy night in basketball. You know, St. Mary's is a super tough team to play, especially at home. And, you know, I was very surprised, but I was very glad, you know, looking back on, you know, how we played against them and everything.
Does anything, like, enter your brain like, hey, we beat that team. They just beat the number one team. Wait a second. Are you running those numbers back in your head, or are you just thinking, no, you know what, that's a good team, good win for them?
Yeah, I think it's just a good team, a good win for them. I don't want to backtrack too much and you know, kind of do A to C and everything. But no, it's they're a great program. I have a lot of respect for them, and again, it's a great win for us.
Were you shocked though? I mean, like, we saw Arizona lose too to you know, that team south of you guys, but they didn't move. Gonzaga didn't move, and Arizona they stayed put at 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty accurate, to be honest. You know, I think those are the two best teams in the country right now. You know, I think Duke is on its way up again and trending forward and everything, winning the ACC. So, you know, again, I'm not really worried about, you know, their rankings, but I think, you know, it's pretty accurate to have, you know, those teams, you know, that lost kind of stay where they are, and, you know, a few teams dropped, but I think those are the two best teams right now in the country.
Another solid team, obviously, right there with you guys. You look at those Boise State Broncos, and we were all rooting for Nevada the other day. They had some moments there where I thought maybe they were going to pull it off, but unfortunately, Boise State gets the dub. Still a huge game for you guys coming up, but does it feel like there's not as much juice going into it Saturday because Boise State did claim the regular season title?
No, I don't think so. There's still a ton of juice, within this team. I think we're ready to play anybody. And we have one game left in a sold out Moby. So, man, we're just going to give it our all. We're not really focused on it anymore. We're just focused on beating Boise on Saturday.
Do you think your ticket has been punched, or are you looking at it going, nope, we gotta just keep getting insurance here, man. We gotta go beat Boise State. We gotta have a great showing in the tournament.
We were told that we were in last year, and I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. So, once that green banner shows up, on CBS on Selection Sunday, I'll be joyful, but I'm not even worried about that. I'm just worried about just winning each game and each and every game from now on.
Yeah, one regular season game left. It's unbelievable. I was texting you the other day, David. I'm like, man, we only got a few shows left. It's crazy how fast this year has gone. But it's been a blast getting to know you more and more each and every week on this program.
Yeah, no, I'm getting a little sad and emotional to think about it, but man, it's just been a great journey, and we have one game left in the regular season, and I just remember that first game against Oral Roberts, and how great it was, and just the games, just thinking back and how fast it's came. So man, I'm just trying to enjoy every moment.
Yeah, it's been an amazing season, and I do think that that Mountain West Conference tournament is going to be one for the record books. David, when we come back, we'll get to getting to know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. Already some great questions coming in, so let's do this thing. It's the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Getting to know David is coming up next. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
To win cash for that flawless bracket, join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge for your chance to win $500. Keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. No code now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in to the David Roddy Show. That music typically, it's great music, but it usually means it was time for Getting to Know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. Ent Credit Union has 45 Front Range locations, including 5 Northern Colorado locations, with more on the way. They've also been named the number one credit union in Colorado by Forbes for 4 straight years. David, getting some great stuff, man. This has been a lot of fun, too. I'm constantly amazed that the listeners, they just keep churning out all these great questions for you, and not a lot of repeat questions, a couple, but typically they're fresh.
No, they've been great. This whole time that I've been on the show, they've been awesome. So, man, I'm excited to answer a few more today.
All right, let's get right to it. I like this one. Noob says, how does David decide what color of shoes to wear because they're awesome? I for one, love it because, I always point you out. I'm like, there's David. He's got the shoes. It's easy to point you out to anybody.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Man, I just wanted to be as creative as possible, really. I found a pair of shoes, the green shoes, the infamous green shoes.
I love those.
Those are my favorite pair, just because I love, the function and the cushioning of them. So I just try to buy as many pairs as possible. I got a lot of colors of those and got a few more that I might wear and surprise people with, but I just like the comfort and it's definitely my favorite shoe.
So are we expecting something really creative on Saturday and of course for the Mountain West tournament?
We'll see about it. I got a few left that I can show out, but I'll have to break them in first.
I'm trying to get the exclusive, man. I'm trying to get the scoop, but well, I'll just wait like everybody else. We'll see it on Saturday. Texter here from the 970. This is an interesting one. I think we've had it in variations asked before, but I'll get to it. There's been a couple of people, and we've actually had people on this show talk about you, David. I've been saying it, man. I believe deep down you are an NBA guy, and I know you don't have to answer that, but I say that to some people, and people bring up the NFL thing. They say David could play in the NFL as a tight end. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh man, I'm not even really thinking about the NFL.
Right.
If worst comes to worst and I get an opportunity, I'll definitely, you know, try it out. But man, that's just, you know, a whole nother sport, and there's a bunch of, you know, college guys who definitely deserve that spot, you know, above me. They've done the work. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the future, but I don't think, you know, it'll be on the NFL side.
Do you like that? I mean, I kind of asked you that before, but I mean, do you like when people say, because if it were me, like, that's a compliment. Either way, you think I'm going to be a professional athlete, that's awesome. Or are you kind of like, dude, I'm a basketball player?
It's kind of a little bit of both. You know, I definitely, you know, it's great to, you know, have people, you know, respect me as an athlete rather than just, you know, a basketball player or football player. But it does get annoying sometimes when, you know, they kind of only mention myself playing football in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens every game, so I'm pretty used to it. But, man, I've had, you know, 3 years of basketball, and that body of work is pretty impressive. So, man, let's just try to talk about that rather than, you know, what I did in high school.
Yeah, I hope you're seeing my tweets, David, because I'm appreciating the basketball. I love your game. I absolutely think it translates to that next level. So, yeah, you're going to be an NBA guy. Texter here from the 970. Oh, I think I know the answer. David, when you hear Broncos, do you think Boise or Denver?
Denver.
That's awesome. I love that, man. This is from our resident Chiefs fan. You don't have to answer this. David, this is from Dixon. David, after the Chiefs, who's your second favorite NFL team?
After the Chiefs? I'm a Vikings fan at heart.
Yes. All right. Good. I'm glad we got that one out of the way. All right. Outside of you, this is a good question. Outside of you, who's the best player in the Mountain West Conference?
Yeah, that's really tough. Man, there's so many great players. I have to go with Isaiah Stevens for sure.
Love
no
it.
Question about it. You know, the numbers might not show as much this year, but man, the amount of impact that he has, you know, on the court and off the court, you know, with this team is unmatched. And man, he could have, you know, a great season. He could really just be averaging 20 and 10 if you really wanted to. But you know, he's just such an unselfish kid and a team first guy. That, you know, he's just wanting to win as much as possible. So, man, I got to say, Isaiah Stevens.
He is one of those guys, too, David, where you can't look at a box score and be able to tell the story of Isaiah Stevens. I mean, he may not score 20. He may score, like, 7 points or something. But he impacts the game in so many different ways. I always say it. I'm like, you can't look at a box score and say Isaiah Stevens didn't make an impact. He's always making an impact, even if the stats don't show it.
Yeah, 100%. Man, he just keeps making winning plays and just sharing the ball and getting guys in the right position to score. So, man, he's just been a huge impact and a pillar of this program.
This is a good one for you, David. It's about NIL stuff. David, I know you're involved with a lot of name, image, and likeness activities. Do you find it difficult to balance those with school and sports?
Initially, yes. It was pretty tough, you know, trying to reach out to people and answer emails and everything. I'm still, you know, trying to get the hang of it all. But, you know, gradually as you know, when I got my feet wet was, you know, I started to get used to it. And you know, again, time management is everything. So, you know, carving out time to answer emails, to answer questions and all that is, you know, pretty huge in the NIL sphere. But, yeah, I think I got the hang of it.
This is the David Roddy Show, Getting to Know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. This is an interesting one. Texter here from the 970. Because of Wyoming's loss, puts them in a tricky position to go dancing. Now, you guys are big-time rivals, of course. Do you want them to go dancing? Do you think that that's better for the conference, better for you, better for the rivalry? Is that something deep down that you're like, I would rather them go dancing than not?
That's a complex question. I think I'm going to have to go no comment. Just know that I have respect for Wyoming.
All right, I think that's the best way to answer that question. All right, from the 970, I just got to make sure I see. Okay, when you guys travel, do you get much time to see the sights? And also follow up on that, what is David's favorite Mountain West Conference city to visit?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't get a lot of time. You know, it's usually we're there for basically 18 hours and then come back. I think, you know, San Diego is always a good spot to go. You know, first time in Albuquerque. So that was an interesting experience. I've never been there before. I think, you know, just really, you know, Air Force is always a good spot as well, you know, because they have many stores around and, you know, we're on a hill. So, you know, we could just see all of Colorado Springs. So, man, there's a lot of cool spots to go, but we haven't really ventured out too much.
It's the David Roddy Show. This is Getting to Know David, presented by Ent Credit Union. Just a couple more for you. Hey, you don't have to answer this one if you don't want to. How many teams are getting in? How many teams are going dancing from the conference?
I'd say, man, right now it's got to be four for sure, just by, you know, the body of work, you know, both in conference and non-conference. But, you know, again, we'll see what happens, you know, in the next few days. But, man, I think we'll get four.
Well, and yeah, four, and you know this all too well. That UNLV team, I mean, they are absolutely catching fire too. I mean, who knows? I mean, they could end up squeezing in too. Man, it's been a fun ride, and as you guys know, UNLV is a tough team.
Yeah, no, they're a super tough team and super talented team, and again, they're rolling right now. So you know, they're pretty tough to beat when they're on fire. So we'll just have to see what happens in the Mountainless Tournament. I think though. You know, they have a potential to make a run, but, you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, man. All right, great work from you as always, my friend. Those are good questions. Anything stick out to you as far as a favorite question today?
I liked the first one of the shoes. I think
I'll
go with that one.
Noob, great. And I know he's a diehard Rams fan, so he is going to love that his question was the best one today. David, great job. All right, we'll wrap up the show on the other side. We're going to get to what's next for Colorado State. Well, one more regular season game, and we'll talk about that next. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. in Northern Colorado. Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the David Roddy Show. About to wrap up another edition. I guess our final regular season edition of the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I didn't get this question to you. This is from our friend Steve Ivey. David, is Boise a state?
No, it's not. It's a city.
Had to get that one. I forgot about that one, but had to get that one thrown in there. All right, one final game for you guys before jumping into the Mountain West Conference Tournament. I know, obviously, looking just to get the win, but you're also looking at this probably, David, where, hey, we need to be playing our best basketball. Here's our chance. Sharpen up those tools one more time before we jump into the tournament.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think that's the best thing about, you know, the season is, you know, you want to play your best at the end, and I think we are. So, you know, again, there's a huge test on Saturday, but I have a good feeling that, you know, we'll be playing pretty well.
Well, and I asked you at the beginning if some of the juice was taken out of this game because the Broncos did, of course, get the regular season title. But the reverse of that is maybe there's more because they're the regular season champs, and you can say, you know what, we beat them once, and we're gonna go beat them again.
Yeah, I would say so. I think there's a little bit more motivation, I would say. You know, we're always ready to compete against anybody, you know, no matter the circumstance. So I think everybody has the right mindset of going in there like, hey, you know, we still have to, you know, prove ourselves and just, you know, go out there and give it our best.
Yeah, this Boise State team, I mean, obviously a very good team. You guys had that was an amazing game. Going to overtime, of course. You end up winning that game 77-74. That was just a back-and-forth battle. I think that was one of the better games, like, as far as a fan to watch all season.
Yeah, no, it was a slugfest. You know, the defense and offensive side of the ball was really great. So, you know, they couldn't miss, and we just, you know, kept calling back and, you know, dominating on the defensive end. So, you know, again, it's probably going to be pretty similar again. You know, again, just, you know, it's going to be a close game. So we're ready for it.
Now, obviously, you had a great game in that one. 7 boards, 18 points. Chandler Jacobs, I thought, was kind of an X factor in that game as well. 16 points. I mean, when he's having those kind of games too, you know, you can just kind of see his confidence build up as the game progresses.
Yeah. You know, when he has those type of games, you know, everybody else's job is a lot easier. So, man, he is such an X factor for us. You know, I think, you know, he's catching his rhythm as well and finally, you know, getting even more comfortable within the offense and with the team. So, man, he's just been a great addition, and, you know, we're super glad that and grateful that he's on the team.
David, final few thoughts again on this Boise State game coming in. As we said, you know, you're wanting to sharpen those skills. The Broncos have been they've been pretty red hot. You know, they since losing to you guys, they went on and I think they won what six or so in a row, including wins over San Diego State on the road at UNLV. What is it about this team? You know, they're really picking it up late in the season, but such a solid basketball team. What are some of those things that they just seem to do so well?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, they're definitely a great defensive team. I think their, you know, effective field goal percentage is top 10 in the country. So they're basically a top defense in the country. You know, they're super long and athletic. You know, their point guard is 6'8". So, you know, it definitely helps, you know, with everything. And, you know, they love to dump the ball inside to the post and just hit open threes after that. So they're a super physical team and, you know, very similar to San Diego State. But I think, you know, they have, you know, a little bit more prowess on the 3-point shooting end. And, you know, they have a star guard in Marcus Shaver and one of the best, you know, one of the best scorers, you know, in the league. So, you know, it's always a huge challenge guarding him. He always makes big shots. So I think, you know, once we handle that and try to contain that, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, it should be a fun game. Sold out, and, you know, I don't know if those $5,000 tickets are still available, but my goodness, what an awesome time to be a Rams fan. And you've said this a lot on this program that, you know, you want to leave a legacy, not just on the floor, but, you know, throughout this entire area, throughout the school. And, man, it is so cool to see how this program has built up both wins and, you know, in the win column, but then with the fan support too. It's a blast to watch you, my friend. And you know what? Last regular season game, go grab this one. Next week we'll figure it out. We'll get set for some Mountain West tournament talk.
Yeah, thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
All right, my man. We'll catch up with you next. Hey, good luck on that paper and good luck on that history test tomorrow.
Thanks, Brady. Go Rams.
All right, man. There it is. That's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. What a great dude. I mean, David is just he is one of those rare ones, isn't he? He has the best of both worlds. He has this intensity on the floor where if you look at him, if you're watching the games and you look at David and you're thinking, that guy's a bad dude. That guy is a bad dude. And then as soon as the game's over, nicest guy you'll ever meet. I love it. I think that's the perfect combo. I think that's a lot of how this team is, too. You do kind of take on your coaches and your players' identity. I think Coach Medved's very similar in that regard. You could talk to Coach Medved, and he's a great guy, and one of the easiest coaches I've ever interviewed, if not the easiest. And yet he gets out on the floor as the head coach, and bam, it is intense. The intensity time is ramped up a notch or two. Love watching this team. I think they got a lot of motivation on Saturday because, hey, they were picked to win the regular season title. The Rams were. They beat Boise State once already. Well, the Broncos claimed that title, so if CSU can beat them on Saturday, you know deep down they're going to know. I mean, they're the best team in the conference. They are. They just stumbled twice against a really good UNLV team. You take those out, this thing's over. And I know that's a weird excuse, but for what I think UNLV, CSU, those two teams go up against each other again, I think the Rams are getting that thing. I don't know if that's how it's going to work out in the tournament. I'm excited to see how this thing's all going to unfold. But Colorado State, hey, they're 23-4. I think they've punched the ticket already, but I love what David had to say. He's like, you know what? We were told we were in last year, and we didn't get in. So we are not taking any chances. We need to get this win against Boise State. We need some more insurance. So let's go after it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll recharge on the other side. Let's talk a little bit about the Nuggets. I also want to get into the Broncos situation. I mean, what are they going to do at number 9? That is a big question. I want to recap some of what Zach Stevens told us, too, as far as, you know, how creative, how crafty the Broncos might get in the draft with that number 9 pick. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Morning Mornings with Gail. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-eight minutes after the hour, welcome back in. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Is Wyoming getting in? Are they going to go dancing? They have dropped quite a few games here in this last stretch. You know, losing, what, two out of their last three games, and that at the absolute worst possible time. And now, yeah, you do have that question, that debate. Are they going to be able to get in? UNLV might sneak in, man. So Wyoming has one more game remaining at Fresno State. What a difference a couple of days made. We had Cody Tucker from 7220sports.com. He's a Wyoming Cowboys insider. We had him on Monday. We were talking about the possibility of Rams fans Cowboys fans cheering for the Rams on Saturday, because if Wyoming won all three of their game, their final games, they could still win if the regular season title, or at least a share of it, if Colorado State would have won, beats Boise State. But they haven't won any of those games. Wyoming lost to San Diego State at home on a Monday night in front of, let's just say it, kind of an uninspired crowd. I mean, I keep hearing the Monday night thing, and I'm like, yeah, but that's a game against San Diego State that is, it has big time meaning. You know, you win that game, and of course, followed up the next two, you could win the regular season title, and you punch your ticket. You beat San Diego State on Monday, they would have punched their ticket. Now, there is a debate as to whether they'll make it in. They're sitting at 23-7. I think they're in. Regardless of what happens to Fresno State, maybe they need to win. Maybe they need to beat Fresno State. Maybe they need to go deep in the conference tournament. Boy, this thing's going to be a blast, isn't it? I mean, look at all these teams that are just fun to follow. Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Wyoming, UNLV is coming on strong. Fresno State, 18-10. They're 8-7 in the conference. Utah State, 16-14. I mean, you're talking, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. Utah State's 7th, and they've won 16 games. They're 7th in the conference, and they've won 16. Should be a lot of fun. I think Wyoming's getting in. It was an interesting question about Wyoming for David. Like, hey, are you kind of rooting for them to get into March Madness? Because it does build the rivalry up. The better the teams are, the better that rivalry is. And he's like, nah, no comment. I don't know. I mean, Rams fans probably aren't, but it does make the conference better. When those two teams are both great, those games are amazing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. What will the Denver Broncos do with pick number 9? Boy, that's a big question, isn't it? Zach Stevens told us yesterday from dnvrbroncos.com that he thinks Denver's going to take somebody else outside of the quarterback position at number 9, which would be okay. I for one, hope it's Devin Lloyd out of Utah. That's the guy. So he's going that route, saying, hey, they take an outside quarterback position at number 9, and then they use some of those picks that they've acquired. I mean, he has 11. George Payton has 11 draft picks. 11. So he could use those, package them up, and get back in to the first round, and then take your quarterback there. That's interesting, isn't it? You could have your cake and eat it, too. It's kind of like Zach said, though. If you like a guy enough, why wouldn't you just take him at number 9 and don't risk losing him? He's kind of leaning toward Sam Howell out of North Carolina. Kenny Pickett's the name, but he's got small hands. Uh-oh. That's the big thing now. Kenny Pickett's the name that kept coming up as far as who the Broncos would take at number nine. There's a lot of draft mock drafts out there. Some have, a lot of them that I've seen, I think the majority that I've seen have Kenny Pickett going. Matt Corral, maybe? That one will be, I'll be curious to see there. I don't mind the idea of taking a quarterback at nine. Again, you just worry so much that everything that we're hearing, you just hope that it's not true. I said yesterday that if Peyton takes a quarterback at nine, I'm going to trust that he's done enough homework to the point where he thinks that these guys, despite what the national media is saying about the class, he's going opposite of that. He's going against the grain. And they are pretty desperate, but are you so desperate to the point where you take a quarterback at nine and then if it doesn't work out, you're doing this whole thing over all over again next year? That's what I worry about. Carson Strong's name, he has kind of fallen out. We had a texter yesterday, I think it was Smitty, saying the Broncos should get him. They might be able to get him in the second round. I feel like his stock, for some reason, has dropped out of at least like the top five. So, boy, that would be an interesting get if they could get him in the second round. And it's Carson Strong and Drew Lock duking it out in camp. And then you've got Drew Lock one more shot. Yeah, I'm going to die on that hill. Yeah, it'll be good, man. This is a big one. It's big. I mean, this is if George Payton can do anything like he did with this last year's draft, who inside the league said that they had the best draft class last year, if the Broncos can do anything close to that again, I mean, George Payton's suddenly going to take a weak area for the Broncos, the draft, and turn it into a monster strength. That's why I'm saying, man, give him all the ammunition that he needs. Give him the draft picks that he needs to churn out some great players that are going to be here long term. Not everybody values the draft. Not everybody loves how the draft works out, but I think George Payton is one of the guys that knows the system. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.